Okay, we're Lamed Hey Lamed Aleph. Let's go. 12 lines in the top of the page. Okay, the Gemara was discussing before. Somebody said a statement. Let me just get that.
45A2.
Okay.
35A2.
Okay, before the Gemara said that Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, okay, Rav Dimi came from Israel to Babel, he said that whether a person did a sin, that if he did it intentionally, would get death. But he did it accidentally, and therefore there is no death. Or a person that would have gotten lashes if he did it intentionally, but because he did it accidentally, there are no lashes. Rabbi Yochanan says they still have to pay the money. Even though there was money and punishment simultaneously, and Rav Dimi said that because the guy is not getting death and he's not getting lashes, therefore the din is he has to pay the money. We learned if there's death and money, you don't pay the money because you're getting the bigger punishment. If there's lashes and money, besides Rav Meir, everybody says you get lashes and you don't pay the money, right? So Rabbi Yochanan says that's only when you would get death, or would do get death, and do get lashes. But if somebody did it accidentally, the sin actually desecrated Shabbos accidentally, then you don't get death. If you ate pig accidentally, you don't get lashes. So Rabbi Yochanan says if that's the case, then you would pay money. Okay? The Gemara refuted that. And the Gemara brings the proof that everybody says, at least by death, yeah, by death, that even if you did it accidentally, where you wouldn't be getting death because you committed the sin accidentally, you still would not have to pay money. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say you do? So the Gemara refuted that. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Elaki also Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Dimi, Rabin, there were a bunch of people who lived in Bavel. They went to Israel to learn, and then they came back and they told over a lot of laws that they were taught in Israel. So he says like this. Chayvim Misa Shaygigin, you're right. If there's a capital punishment, okay, that a person did accidentally, that he desecrated Shabbos accidentally, right? So if they did it intentionally, they would get killed. But they did it accidentally. So then, Kula Amalei Pligid the Pturin. Everybody says, you don't have to pay money. Okay? Like we learned, if you desecrate Shabbos, simultaneously destroying somebody's property. Right? So even though you desecrated Shabbos accidentally, well, you're not going to get killed. Nevertheless, the din is you don't pay money for the damages. Keep when do they agree, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, they argue b'chayvi malkish shegigim v'dover achar, in a sin that you would be getting lashes, not death. If you'd committed the sin intentionally, I'll give you a very simple example. I'll give you an example. You own pig, okay, and I ate your pig without permission. Okay? Now, I stole, but I made you lose money. I damaged your property, right? I ate it. But I would be getting malchus. So if I was warned and did it intentionally, and was told, don't eat pig, and if you eat pig, you're going to get lashes, and they ate it anyway, everybody would agree, except Rav Meir, but everybody would agree, I get lashes, and they don't pay for your pig. That's a given. What's the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? The argument is, when the guy ate the pig accidentally, or he wasn't warned, so you can't get lashes. Yeah? So I come along, and accidentally, or not being warned, I eat your pig. Do I have to pay for the pig or not?
Yes.
So Reish Lakish says, the second piece says no. Because if you would have did it intentionally, you would have gotten lashes, so therefore this then you don't pay money. Rabbi Yechanan says, no. Did you actually get lashes? No, because you did it accidentally, or you weren't warned.
Okay.
So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says, you have to pay. If you actually get the lashes, you don't pay. If you don't get the lashes, Rabbi Yechanan says, you have to pay. Rish Lakish says, no. Bottom line is, you committed a sin that if you did it intentionally, you would get whipped. So even when you did it accidentally, and you don't get whipped, you still don't pay. Okay? So that's the things. So, Rabbi Yechanan, Omar, Rabbi Yechanan says, Chai, you have to pay the money. Why? Because Chai ve'mises iskish, because we liken, and we're going to see more details of this in the Gemara. The Torah, in one pasuk, says, Maki adam yumoth, if you kill a person, you get killed. Maki behem, I'm sorry, Maki behem yishalmeno, wrong order. Maki behem yishalmeno, if you kill an animal or damage an animal, you got to pay. Maki adam yumoth, and if you kill a person, you get killed. Right? Now. So therefore, we're like, just like, of a person, he says, what do we liken to an animal? When you strike an animal, you always have to pay, no matter what. Right? You have to pay. You destroy an animal, you kill an animal, you have to pay. So he says that if you kill a person, then you don't have to pay. But that's only when you, because what does the pasuk say? Maki behemi shalmeno. When you kill an animal, you pay. But if you kill a person, you get killed. Right? So we're likening to two together. Meaning, by an animal you pay, by a person you get killed.
Okay.
That means you don't pay. Right? Because you get killed. That's only though in the case when you get killed. But if you get malchus, if you get lashes, we don't liken the two together. Okay? So he says like this. Reish Lakish Shomer, Reish Lakish says, Beferish Ripsa Teira Chai V'Malkus, we find an explicit Pasuk in Chumash, that the Torah likens people that get whipped, L'Chai V'Krisis, to somebody that killed somebody. So therefore, just like if you kill somebody, and you did it accidentally, you don't have to pay, the same thing we liken lashes to killing, that if you're supposed to get lashes, even though you did it accidentally, and you're not going to get lashes, you still don't have to pay. That's what Rabbi Yish Lakish says. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, we only liken death to that, but not lashes. And the Gemara says, Heichon Ripsa Teira, where does the Torah include lashes and death equal? What do we find the Torah likens them to? So Abaye says, one pasuk says Russia, and one says Russia. It says, when you kill somebody, the Torah calls you Russia. And when you hit somebody, the Torah calls you a Russia. So we liken hitting to killing. So therefore, if hitting and killing are the same thing, just like when you kill somebody accidentally, you don't pay money. When you do a sin that you get lashes, you also don't pay money. Rava Amar, Rava says, Asya Maka Maka. We learned that from another pasuk, Maka. One pasuk says, Maka Beimi Shamanu, Maka Adam Yum, Maka Maka. So one mitzvah, he says like, Amalei of Papa L'Rava, Rav Papa said to Rava, you're likening death to Malchus, because here we have a word, and there you have a word. I said, 1 minute. Ilema Maka Beheme Shalmeno, Umaki Adam Yumos, if you're telling me, a case where you kill, where the pasuk says, Maka Beheme Shalmeno, right? If you hit an animal, you pay. Umaki Adam Yumos, right? So therefore, Haibik Toliksiv, that pasuk about killing a person, maki maki, that pasuk is speaking by death. If you kill somebody, you get killed, not lashes. Elahai maki, it's another maki. It says, maki nefesh behima, yishalmena nefesh tachas nefesh. It says in the pasuk that if you kill an animal, you should pay for it a life for a life. Doesn't mean life, it means money. But right next to it, it says, Ish ki yitein mumba misay. If you give a blemish, meaning you don't kill him, you damage them. Kasher asa ken yasa, should be done to him what you wanted to do to the guy. So it says, Hailav Makihi, doesn't say the word Makah. In other words, like this. The whole din of Reish Lakish, it's very simple to understand this point, and that's it. Reish Lakish says, we liken lashes to death. If by death, even if you don't actually get killed, you did it accidentally, right?
You did what accidentally?
You killed somebody accidentally.
All right.
You're not going to get killed.
Correct.
You still don't have to pay for the damages that you incurred, to the monetary damages that you gave to the person by killing him.
Accidentally. Correct.
Even though you're not going to get the death sentence.
Correct.
But the fact that it's a sin, that you would get the death sentence. So even when you don't get the death sentence, you still don't have to pay money. And then Reish Lakish said, but there's a pasuk that likens damaging property to killing somebody. And therefore, just in killing somebody accidentally, you don't pay even though you don't get killed. The same thing we like in lashes, that you're not going to get, if you get lashes, you don't pay. So even if you don't get lashes because you committed the sin accidentally, you also don't have to pay.
What if you wanted to kill somebody else? Is that what we're referring to?
That's not what we're referring to. But that case is in two opinions in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. A guy was shooting to kill A, and A ducked, and he killed B.
Unintentional.
Well, your aim, oh. Your intention was to kill A.
Yeah, I remember that. So what was the final verdict?
No, there's two opinions. One opinion says that you intended to do an act of murder.
Yes.
So therefore you're gonna get killed. The other one says, but you didn't intend to kill that guy. So then you don't. So there's two opinions in the Mishnah.
Witness involved, if there was a witness.
Okay. So Rabbi says like this, Anan hakar kar kamininin. We don't do it from what's called the hekesh, we do it as juxtaposes, meaning we liken striking a person to striking an animal. Both terms are used. So therefore, we liken people to animals. And therefore, just think when you kill a person, accidentally, you don't pay. When you get lashes, you also don't pay. Even though you're not going to be getting lashes, Reish Lakish said, because you did it accidentally, but it's a sin. In other words, the truth is, this whole thing is illogical.
Yes.
Why, if I get killed, don't I have to pay? I desecrated Shabbos, yeah?
Unintentionally.
No, I'm saying, let's say you intentionally, yeah? I desecrated Shabbos intentionally, and meanwhile I damaged your property. What does one thing have to do with the next? Because I'm gonna get killed, I don't have to pay? I mean, like, what does that have to do with oranges?
The Torah has mercy on the guy who's getting
killed. It's not the Torah. It's basically exerce a kosev. The Torah says, that's it. And everybody agrees, by the way, and they'll also learn it off from Psukim, that we learned before, that even if I don't actually get killed, because I did it accidentally, or I wasn't warned, or whatever, right? The fact that it's a crime that would get killed, you don't pay money. It's not logical. If you think about it, if I'm not getting killed for sure, I should pay.
Do you mean because he's going to pay for it after life?
No, why the estate? The question is on the estate should have to pay it. His kids should have to pay it from the estate.
Okay, let me get this right. If this guy accidentally did something on Shabbat he's not supposed to do, and he messes up somebody's property.
Simultaneously.
At the same time.
Right.
He doesn't have to do anything.
He doesn't have to pay.
But he gets killed for Shabbat.
Oh, he said accidentally.
No, accidentally. Yeah, but that, which we said though, the Gemara just said, everybody agrees, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish both agree, that by cases of capital punishment, that if you did it intentionally, you would get killed, even if you did it accidentally. Where you don't get killed, you still don't pay.
Okay, what if he didn't do it accidentally, did it on purpose?
Then he gets killed and for sure he doesn't pay.
That's for sure.
Of course, when you don't.
Yeah, but why not? But it's also a new concept. Why shouldn't he have to pay? It's not logical.
Why should he get killed for desecrating the Shabbos by error?
Not by error. If he was warned and did it intentionally.
He was warned.
No, warned means you know what you're doing, you did it anyway.
Death?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little...
No, it's not. Now, the only question is, by lashes in payment, do we say the same Torah law also? Now, if somebody actually gets lashes, everybody says you don't pay. Only Rav Meir says, Leiko Meshalem. But the Chachamim argue on Rav Meir, and that's what we're talking about now, that if you actually get lashes, then you don't pay. What happens though if you don't get lashes? Because you did it accidentally. Right? Do you pay anyway? So Rabbi Yechanan says, you do pay. Because it's lashes.
If you get lashes, you do pay.
Yes. If you don't get lashes because you did it accidentally, so Rabbi Yechanan says, why shouldn't you pay? Because he says, we don't liken death and lashes together. So death, Taka, the Torah says. But by lashes, the Torah doesn't say. So why should I liken lashes to death? To just say by death, if you don't get it, because accident, you don't pay. So why should I say lashes accidental? You also don't pay. Why you're not getting lashes? Pay. Reish Lakish says we learn out that we liken capital punishment to lashes, right? And therefore, just say by capital punishment, you don't get pay. You don't have to pay, even though you did it accidentally. The same thing by lashes. Well, you're not going to get lashes because you ate the pig accidentally, and therefore you don't get lashes. You also don't have to pay.
I'm buying you a chalkboard.
Power thing.
We need a chalkboard, yeah. This is
okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Haksiv b'chev al-chaveiru d'chsiv. But this pasuk that Reish Lakish wants to say that teaches us that you don't get lashes, you know, and pay, even accidental. That pasuk, it says, when you damage somebody. Now here's another interesting, unique din, which is also, is different than all the other dinim. If I hit you, I transgress a negative commandment in the Torah. Okay? Yet, if I beat you up, the Torah says I have to pay. Five damages. Make nezek, damage, pain, shame, embarrassment, workers' comp, and doctor bills. You have to pay five damages. I am going to be getting whipped. So the Gemara says over there, we learned that before. The Gemara says, by hitting somebody is an exception. You pay and you don't get whipped. You pay and you don't get whipped. So the Gemara says, this pasuk that you're telling us likens lashes to death. That pasuk that you're telling us to use is speaking when you hit somebody. And over there you do pay. So you want to use a pasuk that says the obligation to pay to teach us that you don't pay. The Shokish is using that pasuk of hitting somebody to use to liken it to death. Just say by capital punishment, even if it's accidental, you don't pay. The same thing, lashes, accidental, you don't pay. Yeah? But the pasuk he's using is a pasuk that says you do pay. So how can he use the pasuk to teach me you don't pay? When that pasuk clearly says you pay the damages if you hurt somebody.
Because he's still alive, so he has to pay him, right?
Yeah, I'll give you a classic example that the Gemara says. If a guy comes over to you and chops off your hand.
That's for sure.
Okay, good. Baruch Hashem that you said that. Okay? I'm just using the extreme case, yeah? The guy comes to somebody and cuts off his hand. The guy didn't die. He's still alive. There are five damages you have to pay. Okay? I explain very briefly each one. Nezek damages. How much is the value of a hand? Now somebody could say billions, right? Okay, so the din is, they what the halacha says. How much is a slave sold on the market with two hands versus a slave with one hand?
Can I listen?
That difference is the amount you pay damages.
That's wrong.
Okay, but that's what the Torah says.
Right? Well, he's an engineer or physician.
Yeah, but every person is equal.
Huh?
All men are created equal. Some are more equal than others.
Well, let's continue the rest
okay.
And then we'll see.
Tzad is pain.
Oh,
pain.
Okay.
I caused you pain. It hurts. How do you estimate pain? So the Gemara says, how much a guy bottom line is, his hand has to be cut off. It could be done with poison that's less painful, or chopping the hand, which is more painful. How much is a guy willing to get paid to do it the way the chopping off hand versus the poison? Numbing thing, right? That's tsar. That's tsar. Ripoy, doctor bills, whatever the doctor bills are. Sheves is workers' comp. How do you estimate workers' comp? Minimum wage, basically. This is called. Shemek Kishuim, which was the lowest paying job. A guy could be making $1 million an hour, and minimum wage is just $10 an hour. What is it now? $10 an hour? You pay him $10 an hour for the amount of time.
That's wrong
too. Okay. When you write the Torah, you'll change it.
That's right.
It doesn't make sense.
And it does. I'll explain to you why. It does make sense. Don't say it does make sense. It does make sense. And the last thing is boisterous embarrassment. And that, again, is relative. Some people, a more prominent person is more embarrassed than if it's a guy who embarrasses himself the whole time. You know, it depends on different things like this.
That's the only damage that is up for now.
Relative. Correct. Now, why is that not, why isn't it fair? Because the Torah says, when it comes to value of life, and this, everybody's equal. Nobody's blood is, like the Gemara has an expression, your blood is not redder than anybody else's. Okay? Somebody, God forbid, cuts off the hand, chops off somebody's hand, you can't say my hand is worth because I'm a pitcher for the Dodgers. I'm worth multi-million dollar contract per year. It's a person whose hand was chopped off. How you evaluate people? In the old times, it was a slave market. That was the only way they evaluated people. How much is worth and without. Okay? Or, God forbid, there's a pregnant woman, and somebody bangs into her and she has a miscarriage. So now she lost the baby.
No, let's continue with the same chopped hand.
No.
This guy pays it off. He's done with the very minimum thing and he's done.
It might not be so minimum, but he's done. I mean, between him and God, there's other issues. But, in damages, there's no such thing in halacha as suing, or all the crazy things they come up with today. There's the Torah, this is the way you evaluate the damages of a person. How much is a person worth with two hands? How much is a person worth with one hand? So it doesn't matter what the person does. You go basically minimum wage again. It's like how much his slave is sold with toys.
And it's over. He doesn't have to pay for it after life.
That's it.
Nowadays
you're on
the slave market, so how would you evaluate that?
So whatever. Today's not the...
So we don't have the best on so we don't have
that. No, but the best... Whatever. It's still different. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Because Baishis is a personal shame. Nezik is how much a person's hand is worth. It's not how much your hand is worth. How much a person's hand is worth.
In the slave market.
That's how you estimate it, evaluate it based on the slave market. You get to my hand is worth more, because everybody said my hand is worth, it doesn't work like that. How much is a hand of a human worth?
Now, if a case like that
he wasn't a slave.
Right now, how would we...
What?
If a case like that...
It's a whole different story to me.
But the other question is that this guy is not a slave.
So what?
His hand is cut off.
I understand. But the only way you can evaluate everybody equally is by the slave market.
Not a slave. If you're worth.
No, even if you're not a slave. But they evaluate how much a slave like you is worth with us, with a hand or without a hand. That's all. No other way of doing it.
I think that's important. Especially the cosmetic part. Because I see patients who had like amputations of their hands with multiple surgeries and their hands look like claws or someone. And cosmetically, it's not very pleasant
that's
to look
shame.
At.
That's shame.
Yeah, it's shame. So I think shame is also a very
bad. That everything has to be taken into consideration. Okay, but now the Gemara says like this. There's a rule.
He wants to stand up. He's too tall.
Huh? Now.
Too close to action.
A giraffe is a kosher animal and a person isn't. Giraffe is better than a person.
Yes.
Now, let me go to another din that's coming up over here that we need to understand. These are general things also. Remember we learned, when the Torah says you have to pay, payment is only when it's minimal amount of payment, meaning a pruta. The smallest currency in Torah is a pruta. Okay? When the Torah says you have to pay, if the damage is less than a pruta, you don't pay. Okay? The same thing, remember, we learned. If you steal something, you have to give back the stolen object.
Double,
yeah? But that's only if you stole something worth a pruta. If you steal something worth a half a pruta, then you stole, you did a sin stealing, but you have no mitzvah of paying it back, because payment less than a pruta is not a payment. Okay? Now, this din of damage, of hitting somebody, 1 minute, that's what Torah says. It's exactly possible. This that I hit somebody, that I have to pay money, right? That's only though if I hit him, a prut is worth. Correct? What happens if I hit him a half, I damage the person a half a prut to worth? Damage you a half a pruta's worth.
A little cut.
Yeah, whatever. Then you don't have to pay. Now, this pasuk that says make by hitting somebody is really, the Gemara is going to explain, we don't need it there. We know that din without it. Now the Torah says, again by the same din, the Torah uses the word make. There's a rule in Torah that if there's a word that you don't need for the din it says, use that pasuk for a din that doesn't say it. In other words, when the Torah speaks about payment for five things, and the Torah says the word make, I don't need it there because the Torah already says you have to pay the five things. So we're going to use it for a case when you don't have to pay. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to say it inside. So Gemara says, because Gemara's question was, but the pasuk of makir is by chevel chaveri, damaging your friend, and over there is payment to be made. So the Gemara says like this: im eina inyan lakosh yesh be bepruta. If I don't need it, the pasuk of makir to teach me that if I damaged it in my pruta, I have to pay because I know it already. To nail the inyan hakol she'ein be shava pruta, put it by the case where he didn't damage him a pruta. Okay, now.
Why do you need a pasuk for that? If there is no payment, less than shot, why do you need a pasuk?
Inflation. I mean, that was then, but this is not.
No. One second. Shh. We're likening people to animals. Remember, capital punishment to that. Okay, so Gemara says the pasuk that we're likening to capital punishment is make. But the Gemara says, but over there you do pay money. And here we're trying to prove you don't pay money. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to use that word make for a case when you don't pay money. Which case don't you pay money if you hit him less than a pruta? That's what we're likening to animal. Right? Now, if you think about it, I should be getting lashes because I did a sin of hitting you. So he said, if I hit you and I have to pay, the Torah says, okay, you don't get lashes, you get paid. You pay. But if I don't pay, I should be getting lashes.
How much?
What?
It's time for Ruta.
Half a.
I did a sin. Lashes are not based on how much you ate. You eat pig, it doesn't matter how much it is. You get 39 lashes for transgressing a negative commandment.
Isn't that a minimum you have to eat to get punished?
Yeah, to get Malchus, you need to eat a Kazayas. Right? In order to pay money, you need to damage a Peruta. But that Pasuk I don't need for that. Okay? So I'm using the word makay, hitting a person, not when you hit him a pruta that you have to pay. But are you hitting a person where you don't have to pay? When don't you have to pay if it's less than a pruta? Yet, you should be getting lashes. But you don't get lashes, and you still don't pay. So we see that we liken a case where you really should be getting lashes, but you don't, you still don't have to pay.
So, if the damage...
That's what the Shlokin shows.
To sum it up, if the damage is less than pruta, you don't pay and you don't get lashes.
Correct. You should be getting lashes, but you don't. But the Gemara asks on top of the next page, but sof, labrat ashlumenhu. But what type of damages? If you hit a guy less than a pruta, what damage? There's no payment at all. So you, the whole din doesn't make sense. So Gemara says, yeah, he tore his garment while he was hitting him. That means like this. While I hit you, less than a pruta's worth of hitting, I ripped your garment, which is worth $10. Simultaneously, while I damaged you less than a pruta that I'm not paying for damages, but I still would have to pay for the garment, so the Torah teaches us you don't have to pay for the garment.
Not even really? For the garment.
Not even
correct.
For the garment?
Correct.
Because it was meant to happen. It was meant to happen. So you are not held liable. Maybe you deserve that gift.
Maybe there's some defense, self-defense.
Yeah, maybe it's
so beat him back up.
Something
spiritual. Yeah. Go to Krav Maga.
I'm trying to be, you know, philosophical.
You're being too philosophical about it.
In other words, even though you're not going to get lashes, you're not going to pay either.
But less than a pay.
That's right, but that's what the Rish Lakish says.
But that's wrong.
Huh?
You damage somebody's property.
So Reb Yechinim, which is the halacha, by the way, that you do pay.
You do pay, there you go.
Because you don't get lashes. But Reb Shlokish would hold, you don't get paid. You don't have to pay.
Are we going to go back to the same laws upon the arrival of the Mashiach?
The laws apply today also. But don't get in my way. Don't get in my way. You might have a knife.
But there are no prutas. And if there's, I was thinking about that, if I may take a moment of your time, about the law of being with a girl that's between a 12 and 12 and a half, and so on and so forth. You know, society is no longer like that, Rabbi. You know, the majority, thank goodness, of society is not like that.
The majority of society are not Jews.
True, but well, thankfully.
But, that doesn't mean that the Jewish law for the minority doesn't exist.
True.
Okay. You can't say because the majority of society is different, so therefore the Torah law should change. Torah laws was not written for the majority of society. Torah law is written for the Jews. No.
These laws are no longer.
But we go by the laws of the country, don't we?
I think this is the policy. Even by
in certain things, we go by the law of the country.
That's right.
10 of the majority, they say bad thing, but we follow the two.
If what?
Shelach lecha. 10 majority say.
Yeah.
We don't follow them.
No, I told you, Rabbi Innocent Apshus is a brilliant Torah scholar. But when he was a kid, he was very brilliant. But brilliant. Not only in learning, the kid was super brilliant. And the Polish nobles and dukes loved talking to the kid. Talking about like a 5-year-old kid. He used to outsmart them all. And one day the noble called him in and said, Yonatan, do you know, according to your own Torah, you have to become a goy. He said, why? He said, because the Torah says you follow the majority. The majority of the world is goy. So he says, according to your own Torah, you should become a non-Jew. So without hesitation, nothing. The kid said, you don't know what you're talking about. The Torah says you go by the majority when you're in doubt. Is the law like this, or is the law like this? So then you follow the majority opinion. 9 stores sell kosher meat. 1 store sells trefa meat. You find a piece of meat outside the store. you don't know is it kosher or not. So the majority of stores are kosher. You assume that the meat came from the kosher store. But when you're not in doubt, you don't go by the majority. Majority is only for a doubt. He says, I'm not doubting that I'm a Jew. I know for sure I'm a Jew. Not a doubt. And then that's, so the laws of Torah were written for Jews.
You repeated the story, but it's a good story to hear over and over.
Okay. Amar Rav Chiya Rav, start the next piece of Gemara. Rav Chiya said to Rav, Otani ve'chizkia, according to the yeshiva of Chizkia, that said the following statement earlier, it says like this. The Chizkia said before this, the pasuk says like this, Maka Adam u'maka behema. Okay, if you kill a person or you kill an animal. Just like by animal, you don't differentiate between accidental, intentional, it wanted to kill, not, you have to pay. Same thing, Maka Adam, if you hit a person, there's no difference between accidental, intentional, you don't have to pay.
What?
In other words, what's his name? Vechiski says that any time that if you did it intentionally, you would get killed, even if you did it unintentionally, you don't have to pay the money. Like we said before, right? That's what Chizkiah said. Okay, everybody agrees, everybody agrees, that if it's a sin, I desecrated Shabbos accidentally, while I damaged your property. Okay, everybody would agree, even though I'm not getting killed because I desecrated Shabbos accidentally, I'm still not going to have to pay. Okay? That's what he says. He says, Mimai, how do you know that verse is written, B'chol k'siv, on a regular weekday, B'lek aliflug, and therefore there's no distinguishing between a person and an animal, Dilma b'Shabbos k'siv, maybe that pasuk is speaking, you killed an animal on Shabbos, and you killed a person on Shabbos. The behema go for ikal flugei, the way you could the distinguished, just like striking an animal, right? Is it possible to distinguish between intentional, unintentional? You have to pay anyway. You know what? We can't start. This is a whole long Gemara now. Okay, we'll leave it here.